That's not right. All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and you know what time it is. It's degeneracy time, because we're back with more Starless. I almost said Bible Black, but we'll be getting to that, too. But yeah, we're back with more Starless, and it is day 9. Well, I believe it's getting close to day 9, but at any rate, yeah, I haven't had that much sleep, but hey, we're gonna roll through it, so let's go ahead and just get this done. Once it's over, Mikiko and Midorai leave for the bathing room to get cleaned up. The room is a complete mess. I have to pinch my nose against the smell. Everyone is in a hurry to file out and get away from the smell. I try following after them. Hey, where do you think you're going? Marisa stands in front of me and blocks my way. What? Who said you could leave? She glares at me. But the mistress just said we were free until the afternoon. Yeah, everyone but you, that is. Wait, what? Right, mother? Yes, there's something I'd like to ask you to do. Yes? I have a feeling I know what's coming, but I have to ask. I want you to clean this place so we can use it tomorrow. I knew it. You have experience cleaning the dining room, so I figure you should know what you're doing. Will you do that for me? Why does it seem like whenever there's something dirty to clean up, I'm always the one in charge of doing it? Oh well, it's not like there's anyone else around to take the job. You'll do it, won't you? I'll do it. I nod. Good old reliable Sawatari. I always thought you couldn't do shit, but it turns out you can clean it up at least. Ha! I'm so depressed that I have to do even more cleaning that I don't even care to respond to her bad-mouthing. I know it'll be tough, but hang in there. And if you leave even a single hint of crap after you're done, I'll make sure you clean the entire room all over again until you get it right. Yes, ma'am. Since the toilet is out of order, you'll have to carry the feces outside and throw it away in the mountains. Yes, ma'am, the mountains. I just go along with everything. To hell with it at this point. Good luck. Cut corners and I'll have your head. They say some parting words before leaving me alone in the room. Not only do I have to clean this mess, but I have to deal with the nasty smell all the while. The mess in the dining room is nothing compared to this. Once I clean up all the crap and enema fluid scattered all over the place, I have to wax the floor after I'm done. There's no way I'm gonna finish this before evening. Just when I thought I could go get some rest, now I'm gonna be stuck cleaning shit the whole entire day. Ugh. I sigh again before leaving to fetch the cleaning supplies. Whew, glad that's over with. After getting the lesson room clean, I stumble back into the hall. It took me almost all day. It was already dark outside by the time I was finished. I had to make several trips in and out of the house to dispose all of the feces. And yes, that says traps there. Then, right when I was done, they informed me that the toilet had been fixed. I think I almost cut a tooth from grinding them so hard. After that, I cleaned and waxed the entire floor, which also took several hours. I can barely even stand. I glance at the clock to see it's already time for dinner. Honestly, I don't have much of an appetite, but I need to eat something to get back all the energy I spent. After putting the tools away, I head to the dining room. With the exception of Midorai and Sachi, everyone is already inside by the time I arrive. The room still smells a bit like wax from when I cleaned it, but Mikiko's dishes do a nice job of drowning it out. Normally that'd be enough to have me drooling, but after being around so much shit today, I'm not really in the mood to eat. Are you done cleaning the lesson room? The mistress asks when she notices me come in. Yes, I just finished. Good work. You must be hungry from all that moving around. Have a seat and help yourself. We're having beef stew today at my request. It's really good. Enjoy. Marissa comes up and adds with a crude smile. Of all things, beef stew. Obviously, she's doing this on purpose to screw with me. Make sure you clean your plate or there will be consequences. Yes, ma'am. I walk away and take my seat. After a few seconds, Midori and Sachi make their appearance. Beef stew, huh? Sounds great. Sachi is the same as always, but Midori is visibly shaken from the ordeal. After having to do that in front of other people not once but twice, who could blame her? I'm surprised she even came to dinner. If it was the old her, she'd have locked herself in her room. Midori comes over to her seat. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Her eyes are red and swollen. She must have been crying. When she sees the beef stew on the table, the frown on her face gets even steeper. Ugh. I had her make it just for you. You can show your gratitude by eating it all. Now hurry up and sit your ass down, you're stalling dinner. After a second of hesitation, Midori takes her seat and dinner starts. Looks delicious. Midori has a long staring match with the beef stew before finally dipping her spoon in it. She takes a bite of the brown-colored stew. It tastes great, of course, but our stomachs have a hard time accepting with the way it looks. Because it's brown, they think of poop? I'm not exactly having an easy time of it either. Marissa deliciously spoons up her own stew while watching Midori with glee. After some struggling, we manage to get our dinner down without throwing it back up. Funny, I came here to restore my energy, but now I feel more tired than before I came in. I go back to my room after dinner and open the window to get some fresh air. Ugh, I feel sick. Dinner was ruined thanks to Marissa. I couldn't even taste any flavor, especially since I tried to eat with as little chewing as possible. Sachi scarfed it down like it was nothing, though. She's either really used to this place or she's got nerves of steel. Maybe both, I guess. I think I'll hop in the bath already so I can get to bed early. I open the dresser to get a change of clothes and leave the room. Times like this, there's nothing like having a nice warm bath before bed. When I reach the bathing room, I throw off my clothes and slide the door open to the bathing area. I see that I'm not the only one here. The mistress, Kyochi, and Makoto are all inside already naked. Run! Ah, Sawatari, nice of you to join us. She grins and comes over to say hi. Kyochi, on the other hand, takes one look at me and frowns. To him, I'm nothing but a thorn in his side. I was just about to help these kids wash themselves. I ran into something like this with Mikiko before. Do they do this every day or something? Would you care to join us? If it really is just washing, there'd be no problem. But knowing these people, there's definitely more to it than that. That said, I doubt she's gonna let me back out of this. I'll just have to curse my luck and go through with it. Well, alright, I guess. Okay, everyone, over here. She invites everyone over to the washing area. Now gather around. That is an interesting little CG. Her hair is all disheveled. That's not something you normally see from the mistress. She lies down on the floor and beckons us over. I have no idea why you would need to lie on the floor in order to wash someone, but given what happened to Mikiko, nothing would surprise me anymore. Whoop. My loins stir at the sight of her wet hair and body and her flushed skin. Hey, that's my mom you're lusting over. He gives me a cold look. You can just jack off over there while you wait your turn. Kyochi's the first to step forward, taking his turn before anyone else. He straddles over and sticks his erect cock up to her face. This is called incest, even though they are just animated characters and could really be anything. But, yeah, don't do incest in real life. It's disgusting. Look at how hard you are. Did you miss my body that much? Whatever, just hurry up. He hides his embarrassment by sticking his cock out, rushing her along. Now, no need to be in such a hurry. She looks at his throbbing cock with feverish eyes for a second, then lifts her head and brings her tongue to it. It's actually a lot of porn like this, like the stepmother, mother, I mean, I don't know, it's weird. Ugh. Kyochi is clearly at the mercy of her hot tongue, but with everyone watching, he tries to act tough and not to let it show. The taste has gotten a lot thicker lately, which is the thing you say to your... Just forget it. Yeah, yeah. We have to take care of your precious cock and wash it nice and well. She licks emphatically around the glands for a while before grabbing it with her hand and taking the whole thing into her mouth. Ah! Kyochi shudders as she coats his penis with spit. When she's done with that, she moves her head back and forth, caressing his penis with her soft mouth. Ah, it feels so good. She sucks on his cock with such fervor that it's hard to believe they're mother and son. Ugh. Yeah, that's the least of my... Ugh, never mind. As his penis gets wetter with her saliva, the slurping gets louder and more obnoxious. She sucks hard on his cock while striking the rest with her hand. It doesn't last long against her persistent assault. I'm gonna coon! He says, the mistress responds to his scream of pleasure by sucking even harder on his cock. No, I don't want to come yet. Kyochi's walls break down and his voice takes on a more sweet tone as he struggles against the pleasure. The mistress fires her tongue at his sensitive points with pinpoint accuracy. She certainly knows her way around her son's penis. Ugh. There's nothing Kyochi can do to stave off his climax. Ugh. Kyochi thrusts his penis in and out of her mouth. That goes on for a few seconds before the pleasure catches up with him and he explodes in her mouth. I'm coming! White goo dribbles from her mouth as she swallows her own son's cum with delight. Kyochi fires inside his mother's mouth with a look of ecstasy. She sucks hard on his cock to get all the cum out of his balls. Ugh. Once he stops ejaculating, she sucks up all the leftover cum in his urethra before taking her mouth off his member. She swallows all the cum inside her mouth. Even after coming, his penis is still raging hard. Kyochi stays on top of her for a little bit, enjoying the comfortable feeling before getting up. How was it? Did you like it? Yeah, your mouth is the best, Mom. Boom. Like, yeah, that's... Ugh. Disgustingly, I read. Thanks. Your semen was very delicious. Your cock isn't the only thing that's gotten more mature. His mother's praises bring a proud smile to his face. Now it's time to polish your cock with my pussy. Oh, God. Show my body just how much of an adult you are. You got it, Mom. Kyochi picks up a bottle of liquid sitting nearby. Okay, folks, let's kind of rationalize this a little bit. These are two fictional characters. And I'm sure there are people out there that have done the mother and son sex play. I'm not talking about actual mother, but, you know, you're with your girlfriend or your wife, and you do, oh, mommy. Like, that happens, because there's guys out there with the mommy fetish. So let's just pretend it's that and not the actual thing, because, I mean, all this is absolute pretend to begin with. None of these characters exist. You can't find them in reality. You know, it's all just over-the-top crap. And again, we don't condone, like, 95% of this, maybe more. Maybe 98, 99. Like, Starless is just out there, folks. Kyochi picks up a bottle of liquid sitting nearby. I'll put the lotion in. Spread your legs. Good lord. Yes, please do. She spread her legs in front of her son, causing his cock to rage and throb with renewed vitality. Here you go. He takes the cap off the bottle and brings the tip up to her pussy. He tips the bottle up, allowing the lotion to pour out. She moans as the cold lotion flows inside her. He keeps pouring until the bottle is entirely empty. God, that's all of it. Kyochi chucks the bottle aside, antsy to get started. Lotion dribbles from her slit, enticing Kyochi with arousal. You can stick it in now. Alright. His cock is swollen with anticipation as he brings it up to her hole. Kyochi rubs his cock against it for a while, enjoying how it feels. Once he's satisfied with that, he takes his hard cock and jams it inside the very hole he was born from. Her pussy is so slippery with lotion that it sucks him right inside. Unable to contain himself, Kyochi immediately starts pounding his hips against her. He goes at her with such intensity, it's like I was watching a virgin experiencing the joys of sex for the first time. I don't think I'd last more than a second at that pace. Cooming in her mouth must have helped him last a lot longer. God. My man has been exposed to this shit for too long, because any normal functioning human being is gonna look at that scene and they're not gonna worry about how long he lasted. Like, oh, because you're gonna like, no. That dude's a motherfucker, like, for real. So, or in a game. Yeah, that dude's a motherfucker in this game, and yeah, I don't know about that. She says, ah, yes, that's good. God, this lotion, this feels amazing. Her clit is fully erect from the pleasure of their passionate sex. With all the aphrodisiac lotion acting as lubricant, he slams into her snatch with impressive speed and fills the room with the wet sounds of sex. It's too good, I can't stop myself. I'm not repeating any of that. They give themselves over to pleasure and focus on nothing else but fucking each other's brains out. I can't take my eyes off them. They're so passionate that I almost forget they're related. I'm getting hard just watching them. This is why I can't get enough of having sex with young men. It makes me feel like a teenager all over again. But yeah, that's kind of, well, I think it'd be a bit of a stretch for her to pass as a teenager, though they certainly don't look like mother and son when they're having sex. I'll give her that. Okay, Makoto, come over here. She waves him over. Makoto's huge cock is already rock hard with anticipation as he answers her call. I'm not repeating that. Yes, ma'am. Makoto nods and straddles over her face. The mistress looks at the hard penis in front of her with lust in her eyes and takes a whiff of it. Yeah, look at how hard you are. You must want me really bad. I desperately try to hide my own boner when she suddenly redirects her attention over to me. Sawatari, you too. With reluctance, I step forward and join them. You're hard as a rock, too. She She looks at my crotch with a naughty grin. I did my best to hide it, but it didn't help. I'm just too hard. Again, it's the drugs. You'll get your turn soon. Just wait a little longer. She returns her attention to the penis in front of her. Okay, Makoto, we have to get you to come once before you can stick it in my pussy. Intent on getting her youth back, she wraps her mouth around her new prey. Good God. Its huge cock fills up her mouth as she starts blowing with unrelenting intensity. It's like she's eating one of those fucking hubcap burgers. He says, "Ah, not so hard, I'll come." She sucks with such intensity that it's like she's sucking cum straight from his balls. Makoto was already heavily aroused before they even started. It doesn't take long before he's at her mercy. His mouth puckers open and shut like a fish as he struggles to stop himself from coming. Oh my God. While all that's going on, Kyochi continues thrusting into her. She moaned in pleasure while getting fucked by young cocks in both holes. Pretty soon, Makoto's legs start getting shaky, indicating that he's ready to blow. I'm coming! And he thrusts his cock in and out of her mouth like a madman and blows his load inside. Makoto fires off before Kyochi, shooting his cum with enough force to cause it to flow backwards out of her mouth. She tries to swallow it. However, she gets overwhelmed and cum starts pouring out of her nose. Ugh. Even so, that doesn't deter Makoto from pleasantly firing away into her mouth. After he's done, the mistress is practically drowning in semen. She even has a semen bubble coming out of her nose. Ugh. Although, judging from the intoxicated look on her face, she's enjoying every second of it. Oh, that was great. He keeps his penis in her mouth as they enjoy a moment together. I've got some for you, too. Kyochi's next to go after Makoto. After ramming her harder and harder, he pulls out to avoid coming inside her. His cum arches through the air and lands on his mother, covering her in white sticky goo. You know, this sounds crazy, but I'm pretty sure there's a lot of hentai just like this, and it's pretty normal, and I'm the weird one here. So, I apologize. Nope, hold on. After covering her in their semen, Kyochi and Makoto back away from her. She lies on the floor in a daze, drunk on the taste and sensation of cum. Her pubic hill twitches with pleasure. It looks like she had a light orgasm on her own. Kyochi leaves us behind to go soak in the bath and wash off all the sweat and dirt. Makoto still looks unsatisfied, though, and it's still hard as she waits for her to snap out of it. I'm starting to develop a case of blue balls by having to watch everyone else go at it but me. Okay, come on. She still looks fried from pleasure as she coaxes him over with an articulate speech. Okay, she's actually doing an ahigao, which is rare, because that doesn't really happen much with Seishoujo. He rushes over in between her spread legs and positions his member at her hole. Yeah, you too, Sawatari. She calls me over with bedroom eyes. Lured by her sexual energy, I sit over her and bring my aching hard penis up to her face. You're as hard as a rock. I guess I really kept you waiting. She gives my cock a look of absolute desire, which gets my blood pumping even harder. You can put it in whenever you're ready, Makoto. Okay. Makoto can't wait a second longer. He takes his huge cock and plunges it inside her. Ugh. He rams his cock in so far that I can see it bulging against her abdomen. Makoto starts out hard and fast, ravaging her pussy with his huge cock. She rattles underneath me each time he slams into her with a monstrous clapping sound. Finally, she brings her head up and starts licking my member. I don't have much time to enjoy it, though, as she immediately leans forward and takes my cock inside her mouth. She bobs her head back and forth against my cock with the same rhythm that Makoto is plowing into her. I'm so sensitive from having to just stand there and watch them for so long that it's much too much for me to bear silently. Her sticky fellatio brings me to the edge of consciousness. Makoto is right behind me all the while, ramming his penis inside her with all he has. It's so good, I'm gonna coom. After going at it non-stop, it's no surprise that he's already about to blow. Thanks to the mistress's expert use of her mouth, I'm not that far behind either. Once she knows that Makoto is about to coom, she gives me a devious grin and brings her right hand behind me. What the? Her hand comes to rest over my ass where her finger brushes against my anus. Uh-oh. I'm cooming. When he's ready to coom, she chooses that moment to plunge her finger into my asshole. Ugh! She pushes it in and out a few times before suddenly pushing it all the way in and fiddling with my prostate. Prostate, not prostrate. I twist and turn as the intense stimulation forces me to come right alongside Makoto. I'm cooming! I go off inside her mouth in a flash. It happened so fast that I wasn't expecting it. The pleasure hits me especially hard since I wasn't bracing for it. As soon as I come, Makoto screams, ready to follow right after me. I'm cooming! The mistress shivers with ecstasy as both of her holes are filled with coom. We shiver with pleasure as we fire our semen inside of her. She keeps her finger inside my ass the entire time, fiddling with my prostate to get as much cum out as possible. Ah, stop that! It's like her finger has complete control over my functions, forcing me to ejaculate along with Makoto. It won't stop! It just keeps coming and coming! Ah! Shoot the rest all over me, she says. She takes my penis out of her mouth in mid-ejaculation and takes the rest of it on her face. Makoto follows along and takes his cock out to squirt the rest all over her body. Wow. Just took a shower in that shit. We cover her entire body with our white cum. Phew! Once it's over, we stare in blank pleasure at her semen-covered body. You guys really had a lot for me. Okay, Makoto, go ahead and let Sawatari take your place. He's a little reluctant to go, but he ultimately gets up and makes the way for me. She finally removes her finger from my asshole, allowing me to get up and wobble to my feet. The mistress takes a moment to enjoy all the semen covering her body. It's permeating into my skin. My youth is coming back to me. Okay, Sawatari, you're last. Time to clean your cock with my pussy. I look down to see your pussy dripping with Makoto's cum. That doesn't exactly look like an ideal environment for cleaning. It's actually pretty dirty. Come on, don't be shy. The lotion in... The lotion in there will kill any sperm. If it's getting me pregnant you're afraid of, you don't have to worry. She sees me hesitate and comes to a completely different conclusion. Hold nothing back and come inside me. Everyone else did. Everyone else walked off the bridge. That doesn't mean I have to. She spreads her legs, enticing my penis into action. It's not like I can refuse her, and I'm still hard and aroused. I decide to go along with it to calm my libido and move into position in front of her pussy. Oh my god. Okay, I'm gonna put it in now. Give it to me. I put my cock up to her messy slit and shove it all the way in at once. Her pussy cocks my cock? Huh? Her pussy sucks my cock all the way inside very easily, wrapping it in its pleasant walls. Oh, it feels so good that I might just come by budging my penis an inch. Even staying still inside her leaves me in crippling pleasure. Makoto's cum and all the lotion makes it extremely slick and slippery. What's the holdup? You can get started anytime now. I can't just stand there and do nothing. It's difficult, but I have to force myself to get my hips into gear. What the? How the hell does this feel so good? The lotion and semen mix together and surround my cock to make for a very smooth experience. It feels so good that I quickly stop caring that it's some other dude's cum and just enjoy myself. Ugh, you didn't waste any time. Yes, keep fucking me good and hard. Ah, I can't stop. I think I'm gonna coom. She says, yes, me too. Come inside me. Her pussy gets even tighter and strangles my cock. My hips are out of control and I grip my teeth as I thrust in and out of her tight walls. I can't hold it in it. What? I can't hold it anymore. I'm coming. Our hips join together to dance, and we reach climax together. I still have plenty of semen left for the second round. It feels so good that it takes a while for me to stop coming. The cum I shoot inside mixes together with Makoto's and flows back out. When I'm done, I pull my penis out to escape from the Venus flytrap that is her vagina. That was wonderful, Sawatari. Now I won't have to masturbate before bed tonight. She flashes me a smirk while still covered in sweat and cum. You can stand up now. Oh, alright. My legs are a little wobbly as I get to my feet. Phew, she stays on the floor as I back away from her. Our semen bubbles out of her slit and leaks onto the floor to form a white puddle. Come here, everyone. It's time for the usual. The usual what? Makoto and Kyochi get out of the bath and gather around her at her request. I don't know what's going on, so I just follow their lead and line up with them. Okay. I am not going to do this. Yeah, I know water, like, there's pee, you know, sometimes when there's sex, there's a little bit of urine. But directly peeing on somebody that I don't know. It's kind of disgusting. Huh? Not knowing what she meant, I look over at the other two to see them grab their penises and point them at her. What are you waiting for? You gotta do it too. Do what exactly? Piss on her and get her clean. What else? Alright, with that, we're gonna be heading out. I am not gonna show you guys her getting peed on. I mean, I don't even think, like, Duke doesn't go that far. Like, as far as I know, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what you guys are in. I mean, are people gonna freak out? Alright, here's what I'm gonna do. Let me know if this is too much and you guys comment. You know, the little thing at the bottom there where you type the comments. I read every single one of them and comment to several. So I am reading what you guys write. And the messages, I read the messages too. And when people request stuff, it gets put on here. I don't think I've missed one request yet. Except I think somebody wanted like a Skyrim mod or something. Like, nah, I don't even really. I'm not getting Skyrim until they remove the DRM. So Todd Howard could fight me on that. Anyway, yeah, this is up to you. Basically, if you guys want to, like, oh, we want to see the Pier get defiled with the yellow stuff, then just let me know. Grim, we don't care. But if you say, oh, thank you for sparing me, I didn't want to see the yellow stuff. I didn't want to see her get peed on. I really didn't want to see her get peed on. I don't think any of us here, I could care less. I mean, I actually have to see it because I have to get through the rest of the novel. But you guys, I can just cut you off and put you in the next part. So, hey. We can just do it like that. At any rate, this will be the Grim Lord, and I am out of here, and I'll see you guys next time on Grim Sentai Corner.